Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. And today my guest is Mastena Nazarian, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Melbourne, Australia. And we had a conversation on, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And in passing, I mentioned to her some work that I had done called Up with Gravity. And she has explored that and worked with it. And we're going to talk today a little about her experiences doing that. Mastena, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good talking to you again. And before we get into Up with Gravity, maybe you could just quickly give our listeners a brief description of the Alexander Technique.
Sure. Alexander Technique is a practical method of self-awareness, and it teaches us to move with more ease and also to be more responsible for the way we react to situations.
Right. And Up with Gravity, which is work that I've developed over the last few years, is a kind of an outgrowth of my experience with the Alexander Technique, although it isn't specifically the Alexander Technique, although it can be combined with the Alexander Technique. And hopefully that's what we're going to talk about a bit. Do you want to start by just saying a little bit about how you started exploring it and what you discovered?
Sure. I think it's very appealing to me because learning how to observe myself better and also in teaching, there's a really predominant pattern of posture and movement that I observe. And most of us, most of the time, are sending most of our weight behind the point where we balance with gravity. Mm-hmm. So to sort of draw a mental picture, our upper body is sort of moves second to our lower body. So our sort of pelvis and legs sort of move, and then our upper body kind of follows. Mm-hmm. And because posture and movement is such a personal aspect of who we are and how we respond to the world, it's a huge part of our identity. It's very tricky to sort of come in and say, hey, you stop doing that with your pelvis and you stop doing that with your neck.
Right.
And that's why I love Alexander Technique, because it's a very much an indirect method. Those were Alexander's own words. And upper gravity is I just think it's fantastic because it's even more indirect, because you're actually telling someone, hey, let's do a little bit of experimentation with where your center of gravity actually is on your body. There's not a joint there, so how about we draw a picture of an arrow connecting the back and the front and the left and the right, and people seem to become very kind of responsive, because you're not talking about their habitual use directly, but you're just giving them a very practical tool to continue to explore after they've left the lesson.
Right. And that I mean, just knowing where your center of gravity is, just that can make quite a difference in how you move.
Exactly. Yeah.
And of course, this process takes it several more steps. But you know, I think very few people have stopped to consider where their center of gravity is and what the implication of that is. So have you found, for example, after you started exploring this yourself, that did you introduce this to some of your Alexander students?
Yeah, I did.
And how did they respond to it?
Look, I think it's as when combined with the hands-on and when combined with the two basic ideas, the relationship between mind and body and the idea that the connection between the head and the spine is a overriding sort of, I suppose, relationship in how we function. When combined with those two things, it's great because you can guide people into movements of daily activity other than just sitting and standing or lying down. And it gives them that very, very pertinent and practical experience of how they can learn the skills on a day-to-day, in a day-to-day kind of process, rather than rather than be worried about, you know, a position where the neck needs to be in, or is this how my feet are supposed to be working when I'm walking? It becomes a lot more explorative because having found from my own practice with martial arts, there's actually a center of gravity there.
Right, there is. It's a real thing. Yeah,
it's a very real thing, and there's a danger of taking it a little bit too out there. There's a magnetic sort of resonance in that area, and when you sort of move with that in your conscious thinking, you end up doing things with a lot more ease and a lot less muscular effort.
Right. I like to think of it as cooperating with the gravitational force, which is there 24/7, whether we like it or not. And in fact, we should like it because it's incredibly useful to us. But, you know, if the gravitational field, when it looks up at you, sees the center of gravity, you might as well say, well, that's what I'm going to move. That's what I'm going to have some attention on. I think you're right about the Aikido and Tai Chi and all the martial arts. They are all aware of the center of gravity. That's a given. And they will say things like move from your center. They use terminology like that. And the center they're talking about is indeed the center of gravity. But I think what I've added to that is not so much move from your center, but just move your center.
That's very interesting because there's many different schools of Aikido, but in the Aikikai set up here in Australia by a brilliant man named Sagana Sensei, move your center.
Oh, he actually says that.
Move your center.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. And
every single technique is aimed at how you move your head and your center. And one of my beloved teachers says, you can't take someone's balance. You can only create an opportunity for them to fall. You can basically use yourself in a way that you're creating a response in them that takes them into a startle pattern, so that you've gotten rid of your opponent very kindly for the moment.
Right.
So yeah. It's extremely effective because most of the I won't go into that now. We're going to segue, but all my teachers say, move your center, Mastene. Lower your center. Move your center.
And do they ever talk about lifting your center?
No, but I think when the idea of lowering your center is kind of a shorthand in creating the right mechanical situation for moving your limbs effectively and easefully. It's an extremely complex world, but the principles are very, very simple.
Could you give an example or two of how using the center of gravity ideas have helped you with specific activities that you engage in?
One really useful one is playing a musical instrument, playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that when I mentally tune in to where my center of gravity is in sitting, which is at the just past the breastbone,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to create much more subtle movement in the hip joint.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to be doing the activity of practice, of playing a tune or whatever it might be, with without the habitual locking and getting in the way of the breath, getting in the way of natural movement of posture.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's also to a different extent comes through in computer use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sitting or standing at the computer by coming back to the mental image of where the center of gravity is,
mm-hmm.
It actually creates that subtle movement in the hip joint sockets and in the shoulder sockets that sort of gets the energy going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you know
absolutely.
What I'm talking about?
Yep. Yep. And I think you mentioned earlier that you found it helpful in biking.
Mm, yeah. Well, I ride a bike that's on its own. It's about 29 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of a cargo bike, and I use it like a car. And I carry, you know, many kilos of children and groceries in it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than get sort of really muscular and sort of dig down into the bike to push it, as it were, it's I find it very helpful to use both centers of gravity that you talk about on your website,
mm-hmm.
both the one that's past the belly button and the one that's past the breastbone,
mm-hmm.
and try to move those instead,
mm-hmm.
and with the intention of having my hands and feet work between my head, neck, and back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's a very, very positive point to start with giving sort of traditional Alexander directions, as it were.
Right. And I found that with my students that pretty universally, learning how to use and direct and manipulate your center of gravity for most people is pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a long time to learn if you're interested. I mean, I can talk someone through the beginning steps of that in just a few minutes, and less than that, and they can start experimenting with it themselves right away. Mm-hmm. And they can go to the website, upwithgravity.net, and anyone who's really interested can learn the whole thing in a pretty short period of time. It's very accessible.
Mm.
And mm. it does produce often pretty dramatic instant results. I would say that it may not be quite as subtle as Alexander technique directing. And mm-hmm. I think but it can be combined in various ways with Alexander technique directing to add that level of subtlety to it. The two fit together, I think perfectly. So go ahead.
Because essentially, Alexander was very clear, especially in The Universal Constant in Living, one of his later books,
mm-hmm.
that he's not teaching someone anything new.
Right.
He's simply re-educating them in what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
And his language, the way he employed it with his hands at the time, was what it was. And he happened to write that down. And he also commented on it in different ways. And I think this ideas introduced by you regarding the center of gravity, it's not like you're inventing it. You're just saying this is a very useful tool. And I think Alexander was doing the same thing. He wasn't inventing anything. He was just saying, let's pay attention to this. We already have it. Exactly. Let's sort of reignite or rediscover our ability to sense ourselves in space and see what happens. And I love that sense of exploration, curiosity that it brings.
I mean, Alexander's work, all of it, was totally grounded in the reality of our physical and mental structure.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
You know, he wasn't speculating about that. He was observing that and figuring out ways to utilize that to teach people how to improve their functioning. And I like to think that, you know, I mean, and also he also said that his own explorations in this was really just the beginning of the work. Somewhere he says, I hope someday that my work will be seen as a signpost, you know, a direction for further investigation. He never, ever had an idea that he had got it and it shouldn't be changed or anything of that kind.
Yeah.
And I like to think that if someone, you know, had thought of this using the center of gravity the way I came up with a few years ago, if someone had did that in Alexander's time and showed it to him, my guess is he would have said, wow, this is a whole nother way someone can learn to use basic information about their structure.
Yep.
Or as he would say, the conditions present, use that to improve the quality of their life. I mean, that's really what he was after. And so,
I mean, yeah, I mean, what can be more basic than finding center?
Yeah, yeah. And I always like to think, you know, it's an odd, you know, gravity in general has kind of a bad press. You know, people connected with the word grave and gravestones, and actually it turns out that isn't actually a correct in terms of origins of words, that link isn't really there, but people tend to associate that with gravity, with grave and so on. And you know, people will talk about how gravity's pulling them down, and as you get older, gravity wins the battle, blah blah blah, and all of that is if once you start to really look at what's going on, that's just nonsense. Gravity is kind of free energy. It's a force is equivalent to energy, and we're getting it for nothing. And if we can either kind of misuse it, we're quite capable of that, and then it may seem as though gravity is our enemy, or we can as Alexander might say, analyze conditions present and think, wow, well, you know, if I were to cooperate with gravity, maybe I would get further. And in fact, it's interesting, Alexander, and I think most Alexander teachers are very clear about that in terms of center of gravity of our heads. And the fact that it's forward of the AO joint has huge implications for how our heads function relative to our body. But when it comes to the overall center of gravity, my experience is very few teachers actually know where it is.
Yeah, and I think it's tricky because it's when we say head, that's not clear information for most people, and when we say neck, that's also not clear information for most people. But for some reason, when we say, oh yeah, let's just find your belly button
and go down a couple of inches,
Yeah, and
And there it is, right in the middle.
And it doesn't matter if someone's, you know, been up to Eastern philosophies, or I mean, from my perspective, yoga is so mainstream that it's not Eastern philosophy anymore. Right. It's just worldwide.
Right.
And I think a lot of people who've done yoga or been in the back trouble sort of situation, they can relate to that. Oh, that's where it hurts.
Right.
Oh, well, guess what? That's because that's where you've been. We tend to misuse ourselves by throwing our weight behind that point and pushing the pelvis forward.
Mm-hmm. Or some people, you know, in front of that point. There are variations.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, various different ways of losing center.
I mean, you could lead with your center if you think your center's when you're standing is in your chest area. Which a lot of people do, then you will have a kind of a walking pattern where you're always kind of leaning into the walk. And there are people who walk like that. So anyway, well, this is a good point to, well, I assume, though, that you would recommend people explore this work, right?
Well, I have been sending people to your website. And
excellent.
Last thing I'd like to mention is that because a lot of children are and young adults and teens are running into sort of what the parent might call posture issues. I was exploring with my 7-year-old, who is a sort of lovely, active young boy, but has been picking up probably some of my own patterns of movement and some of his friends and some of the teachers and stuff. And I was working with him on exploring center of gravity and drawing arrows. 7-year-old boys love to talk about arrows,
right?
It was fantastic. It was just so fantastically indirect, yet to the point. So I think if any of teachers are working with teenagers, particularly, where you might not actually be able to use your hands with them very easily until they get to trust you and whatnot,
right?
I think it's a fantastic way in, as it were, to allow them to find the tone in their skeletal structure.
Yeah, and I think really young kids could pick up on this as your child did pretty much instantly.
Yes, yes.
I would think it would be a very powerful tool to teach a small child, a child that was old enough to be moving around and doing things, 7 years old, fine. And it could be a huge help in helping them avoid all the stuff they encounter and as they go through life, standardized chairs in schools, and how long is it going to take before your kid has a smartphone and can be
a long time.
Yeah, well, but you know, that's what's out there, and that's what kids are doing, certainly working using computers and all the rest of it. And center of gravity is a really simple, easy way to help them out of that without getting involved, as you say, in any hands-on work or any, oh, you know, where is the head relative to the neck, blah, blah, blah. But just, hey, where's my center and how can I use it? Okay, well, maybe this is a good place to bring our conversation to a close. My guest has been Mastena Nazarian, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Melbourne, Australia. We'll put a link to her website by the interview, and we'll put a link to a site that'll tell you more about the Alexander Technique, and we'll also put a link to the Up With Gravity site. And you can go to that site, and if you're curious and you have a few minutes a day for a few days, you can learn pretty much all there is to know about center of gravity technology, I would say. Mastena, thanks so much for this.
Thank you very much, Robert.